Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How You Become Righteous Already in Progress.
You see, we all got to start somewhere, right? Difficult at all for God to take that wart off the back of his hand? No, not at all. All he was waiting for me to do was do something with the word and realize that I'm his son.
Amen.
And as you've learned, George, when you start praying in faith, realizing you're a son, you get to see God answer your prayer.
I do.
All the time. And it makes life fun, doesn't it?
It makes it easier.
It makes life much easier, I will have to say. You know, when you really get to where you can believe the word of God and know you're a son, things change. You know, people, I mean, you have no idea that when I begin to believe these promises and step out, I mean, after I begin to see God start moving in the Baptist church, like over at Lakeland, and where I was a deacon and everything else and a Sunday school teacher, they didn't teach healing. They really didn't believe it. So what I started doing, I started really reading and engulfing myself in the Word every day, studying God's promises. And then every Wednesday night when I'd go to church, I'd get the list of people that were sick. And I wouldn't just pray for one. I'd get the list and I'd start with the first one. And I would go to those people and I would sit down with them and I would begin to explain to them these principles. And usually I would go at their home and I would sit down and I would be talking to maybe a husband and wife and one or two or three children. I'll give you an example, like Philip. When little Philip, whenever I started doing this and I started people, I didn't have to advertise. Whenever I started praying for people and they would call me to their home, and I would sit down with them and show them these promises, like this wonderful promise that George just read to us. You have to realize that makes a difference in the way you think when you read that a time
That's
or
right.
two, doesn't it, George?
That's right. Because you know it's the fact.
Because you know Jesus is talking.
That's it.
And you know he can't lie, so you're thinking, now, wait a minute, why haven't I known this before? Why have I never done this? And then when you get to where you read a little more, you read another chapter or two and you find two or three or four more awesome promises like that. And you think, now, wait a minute, how come we never hear this? Is that what happened to you too?
Amen.
Amen. So anyway, I remember one night I thought, Lord, you have sent me to people's homes. I have went and I've taught your word to them. I've dealt with these people and I've seen you heal multitudes of people. In fact, when God brought me and Cheryl together, she was out at her daughter's restaurant one night and told somebody out there that the Lord had spoken to her and told her to marry her pastor. And whenever they said, well, who is he? And she said, it's Thurman Scrivener. Well, the people that were there said, oh, Thurman Scrivener, he's the man that came to my house years ago and my wife had terminal cancer and he prayed for her and she got healed. And somebody else said, oh, yeah, that Thurman Scrivener, he's the one that came over and our son had problems and he prayed for him and he was having seizures and he never had another seizure. And so it just happened to begin to snowball. And the more she talked about it with people, the more she found out, the better she realized she was going to marry a man that was very well known in the healing ministry, but yet nobody ever heard of me. Isn't that something? Nobody ever heard of me. But the people that had got healed, they had heard of me. And I will have to say, some of them, you know, when you first go to their home and tell them these things, they say, you know, we have a real problem with this. I said, but you know, is that what the word says? Now you got a problem with Jesus, not with me. And so anyway, as I began to do this, one night I told the Lord, I was reading the word and I was studying and I says, Lord, what are you going to do with this? Why have you been training me to do these kind of things? I've never seen anybody in church that had a healing class or in a Baptist church. I've never seen anybody, you know, that this happened. But I said, it's obvious it works because I've seen you heal many people. He said, son, I have now trained you where I want you to be. He said, I want you to lay down your Southern Baptist information, and I want you to start teaching just my word in your Baptist church. I said, Lord, I guarantee I'm going to do what you tell me to do, but if I start teaching what you've been teaching me in the Baptist church, I know they're going to have a problem with this. So I said, Lord, you're going to have to confirm what I teach with healings and signs and miracles following so these people will know that this is true. Because I said, these Baptists have never seen healing. They've never seen a demon cast out. They've never seen this authority. So they're going to think I'm crazy. He said, you just go do what I say and I'll take care of the rest. I said, okay. So I went to my pastor in my little Baptist church. I told him, I said, you know, the Lord laid on my heart this last week for me to teach a Bible study class, just the Word of God in this church. I'm going to lay down the Southern Baptist information. I'm not going to teach out of the quarterly no more. I'm just going to teach the Word. He said, okay, no problem. So he made an announcement that Sunday from the pulpit. He said, Thurman's going to start a new class, and he's just going to teach the Word. Anybody wants to go to his class, he'll be in room number so-and-so, you know, next Sunday morning at 8 o'clock or whatever. And so I started, and of course I started gently teaching them a word-by-word study of the Word of God. And when I'd get to a scripture like this one George read a while ago, you know, we'd go read right on over that. And then I'd go a verse or two up, and I'd come and say, you know that verse we just read there? Let's go back and where it says, these things that Jesus done, we shall do. I said, let's go back and meditate on that a minute. What do you think that means? Well, they'd go back and say, I said, what does it say? Well, it says that, you know, anybody that believes in Jesus. I said, so are you anybody? Do you believe in Jesus? Well, yes. I said, then why aren't we doing these great things? Well, you know, Thurman, God don't do miracles no more. I said, well, I don't see that in the book. I don't see that. You see what I mean? And so I began to ask questions. And you know, when you get to the part over there in 1 Corinthians where it says, do you not know that we shall judge angels? You know, we shall judge angels? I said, what do you think that means? Well, you know, it couldn't mean what it says. I said, so, you know, this divine, awesome God that we got, is he not smart enough to say what he meant? Does he not mean what he say or whatever? And so it seems like we don't believe he means what he says. So anyway, this one couple that come to my class after a few weeks, they said, Thurman, we've been coming to church for 20 years. We've never seen a miracle or a healing. But she said, these promises are all in here. And so we would like for you to come over to our house this afternoon after church, and we need a miracle from God. How many of y'all know there's people out there that need a miracle from God? Boy, that's all of us, isn't it? A lot of people. So anyway, I went over to their house and that Sunday afternoon, and I sat down with them. And when I sat down with them and started talking to them, I said, okay, so what do you need? She's called her son, Philip, and said, Philip, come in here. Philip came in and he sat down right beside me on the couch, and I turned and looked at him, and I said, wow. He said, I hate myself, Mr. Scrivener. I said, I can understand that. The little boy had literally thousands of warts on his body. I mean, he had warts in his eyes. He had warts on his eyelids. He had warts in his eyebrows. He had warts all over his nose, his face, all over his chin. He had warts everywhere on his body. I never seen anybody had so many warts. And I said, what have you all done about it? He said, well, this last year we took him, or a couple of years ago, we took him to the doctor, and the doctors had him count the ones on his left arm, and we said that we would burn them off, but said after he got 187 warts on one hand, on one little part of his arm there, the doctor said there's no way they could burn all of them off. There's thousands of them on his own body. He said, Mr. Scrivener, I hate myself. I hate these warts. I said, son, I understand, but there's something you need to know about God. I said, God is a faith God, especially with the church. He is living. We technically are not supposed to be living under law. Dave done a good job teaching you about law and grace. We are supposed to be living in grace. And in grace, there's no sickness. There's awesome power. When you pray, anything you ask for is yours. That's where we're supposed to be living. But obviously, we're not there. Obviously, we don't believe. And it's real easy to ask a Christian, do you believe if I asked you to lay hands on your sweet wife and touch her, she could get healed?
I do believe that.
You do now. You do that now. But if I'd asked you that question 2 or 3 years ago, you'd have said, no, nah, maybe he will, maybe he won't.
Maybe.
Yeah.
God's but, will.
Yeah, God. You see how the word has changed this man? It has changed him, has it not, Becky? It has changed your husband. Well, when we looked at little Philip and I saw his conditions, they said, now before this, we had burned 2 big rows of warts off of his back of his right hand, and he had 2 scars there, 1/4 inch wide, about 1.5 inches or 2 inches long, where they had burned 2 rows of warts off, and the warts had come right back in the scars, and just like a big tulip. I mean, he was awful. I mean, he was awful. And I said, Philip, there's something you got to know about God. He's a faith God, and without faith, it's impossible to please him. Now, that's what Scripture says, right? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. So I said, you've got to believe. I said, now, first of all, we've got to get everybody's sins confessed. I said, Mom and Dad. And so we started looking at them, and they had several sins that I won't go into detail, but I said, you have got to repent of all sin, ever sin. You've got to repent, ask God to forgive you. As his daughter and son, he will forgive you. That's a beautiful part about God. If you're a son or God, you ask God, he will forgive you. And I said, then we can pray, and we'll take this one. After we got everybody, 2 or 3 hours later, we got all their sins confessed, and we went through all kinds of wonderful promises. And then I asked Philip a question. I said, Philip, I said, do you believe that the Jesus I've been reading about in these words can take these warts off of your body? He said, Mr. Scrivener, after what I've heard you read from that book, I believe Jesus can do anything.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return in our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How You Become Righteous, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.